Hello, this is Astrology Forecast, and this is your host, Shelley and team, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning May 24th and ending on Sunday, May 30th. Well, this is the week that we have our full moon lunar eclipse coming in and Mercury's retrograde. And that's the big news for that week, is going to be kind of an interesting time for us. So, Monday begins with a Scorpio moon in the second waxing gibbous phase here, second quarter of the moon. And we come in on a day of stress with Scorpio moon going opposite Uranus and Taurus until 6:15 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. And after that, it will square newly retrograde Saturn in Aquarius, 8:35 p.m. And you may remember something about that Saturn retrograde energy in last week's forecast. But, you know, particularly if you're a Capricorn or Aquarius or you have those rising, you may feel that slow down. And, you know, that will persist for the retrograde experience. We get to a point of understanding that we are reviewing things. In Saturn land, we're reviewing a lot of the rules and regulations, a lot of the structures and the experience of how we feel we are going to get ahead in the world and complete our projects. And the Saturn retrograde will be easing out on October 10th is when it will go. So, you know, some months ahead till the fall energy comes in. And we will be noticing that also in the house that you've got Capricorn or Aquarius on the cusp in your birth chart. And so you may want to know about these things, including the eclipses, of course, as I tell you. Every week you can get a reading. And that's the best way to get the information that's just for you, specific. So that day of stress and that square after the, not long after the Uranus opposition tells us something important is about to happen, which is another exact square from Saturn to Uranus. I mean, you know, the background energy of the year 2021 is the conflict between the need for change and the resistance to change. And if we haven't seen that already, we haven't been looking at all, because it's everywhere. That's what's happening. We really are getting pushed hard. But on Monday, it will be very difficult to deal with the differences in values and feelings. And it will not be a day to discuss finance at all, or really anything about the future until after 9 o'clock Eastern time. Then you get the moon and Scorpio trine Mars in Cancer until 6:01 a.m. on Tuesday. And so that is when, if you especially need to talk to how to use resources involving the home and family and issues of security, the moon in Scorpio trine Mars in Cancer is a good time to do that. So it's later in the evening, and it completes at 6:01 a.m. on Tuesday morning in the Eastern time zone. And then we get the highly psychic moon in Scorpio's trine to Neptune in Pisces until 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday. So start to use your powers there, because we're coming into the eclipse the next day, and you may be getting a lot of messages about what those changes in relationship are going to look like, because that's what a lunar eclipse is about. So we've got a lot of time for that. It's a good spiritual energy. It's a very creative energy as well. So use it for those things if you can. After 11:30 a.m., Moon in Scorpio sextile Scorpio's ruler, Pluto, retrograde in Capricorn until 5:20 p.m. So now you're going to be digging down into the basement and under the ground to find some of the things that you need to see that have been maybe transforming without your knowledge. That's one of the things that Pluto does. People don't speak about this very much. I don't think I've mentioned this fact in a while, but the workings of Pluto are not easily seen as they are taking place. You know, they're very slow and subtle sometimes, and you don't realize that it's happened until it's already accomplished. So, for instance, you want to be aware of some of the structures that may be already changing and changing because of the retrograde review, and see what that means in your life in a mundane way with Pluto in Capricorn. So after this 5:20 p.m. exact on Eastern Coast time, this is Tuesday the 25th, the moon in Scorpio, void of course, until the moon enters Sagittarius at 10:39 p.m. Now, that is a period of time where moon in Scorpio can start to feel back in control. If it's not obstructed, it's not having to deal with anything else. So, but at 10:39, we get the moon square to Jupiter in Pisces coming in. Now, Jupiter rules Sagittarius, so this moon in Sagittarius squaring its own ruler is going to be a little bit less of a difficulty for understanding. Jupiter in Pisces, though. So we just want to take time to be sure that we're not overly optimistic or seeing things through what we used to say rose-colored glasses, but nowadays people see a lot of times things through rose-colored glasses, literally. But it used to mean, you know, things look a lot better than you think they are out there. So be aware of that after 10:39 p.m. Eastern and until 12:30 a.m. on Wednesday. The very next aspect is the full moon, as the moon in Sagittarius opposes the sun in Gemini. It comes in at 7:14 a.m. Eastern. Now, the sun has risen. The moon has set, at least on the East Coast. So you may not have an experience of seeing this full moon eclipsed. But if you are still where it's dark, the moon will be setting, though. You'll have to look to the west, and the sun will be rising. You might catch some of it, but maybe, I don't know. I should have looked that up a little, you know, before this conversation, but I don't think you'll be really having to make sure you get to see this one. I don't think it will be very visible for you. But at any rate, this is probably going to get its own little recording or something. It's not a recording, it'll be an article. But this is a very interesting, I see it as a bit on the tricky side, this eclipse. Because again, you know, there is this... on the relationship level, the issue of beliefs with the Sagittarius moon, perspectives, and whether or not you're operating out of old beliefs and perspectives, maybe even about how you are in relationship with others, and needing to get more information is the sun in Gemini. Someone mentioned that as Gemini as the sign of the fact checker, and I thought that was really true. because that is exactly what something like the Mercury that is still in Gemini for this lunar eclipse, which is right with Venus in Gemini. Yes, let's get as much information as we can, and we'll find out if we can find logic and analyze the situation and figure out what's so. Well, the problem is that both Sun and Moon are in a square aspect to Jupiter in Pisces again. So, as I mentioned, rose-colored glasses may be worn. And also, the idea of overdoing is here in the communications realm, definitely with Sagittarius and Gemini involved. And not only that, but this beautiful Mercury-Venus conjunction that has taken place already, but Mercury is still within 3 degrees of that, can be very charming, and words of love is what we would call that, and a desire to connect and communicate. Well, that is also square Neptune in Pisces. So are we seeing clearly? This is really what I would say in general about this eclipse, because we tend to come to a peak at the full moon, any full moon, and we may make a decision based on that. But perhaps we should be waiting a little while here. We're also moving into that retrograde cycle at the moment of this particular full moon eclipse. We already have two, the outer planets retrograde, Pluto and Saturn. And we're about to have Mercury retrograde just a few days later. And you know, when Mercury retrogrades, it will be fact-checking again by reviewing, right? So maybe we should be more hesitant about coming down hard on a decision here, or thinking we know what's going on with other people or other situations. And also because the Saturn-Uranus energy is coming in, that square. So we may be, again, facing a kind of a shift that we weren't necessarily expecting, or that perhaps there'll be resistance to. So that's what I want to say now. The good aspect that is in here, or the best aspect I'm seeing right now, I should say, is Mars trine Neptune, which is coming in. Mars is approaching the trine to Neptune, Cancer to Pisces. So the idea of the need for compassion for people who have a desire for security, particularly in homes and family, that's also part of what's going on at the time of this eclipse, you see. So, and Mars is going to oppose retrograde Pluto. So there could be issues when we try to approach, again, you know, this need for change in the outer world. It's really very fascinating. It's not always fun or uplifting to see what's going on, but it is kind of fascinating. To see how people think, you know, the different, very different beliefs that are expressed out there. You know, anyway, that will be pretty clear also at the Sagittarius lunar eclipse on May 26th. And remember, the eclipse energies have a 6-month influence. So it doesn't all happen right away. If you have planets that are in relationship, an exact relationship to 5 degrees of Sagittarius, you will feel it first. And it would be interesting to know which houses of your chart that eclipse falls in, because that will be important too. And of course, we have the solar eclipse coming just 2 weeks away from now. All right, so Friday, I'm still on Wednesday. Why am I flipping to Friday? Maybe I don't want to go through these next couple of days, I guess. I don't know. But after the eclipse on Wednesday, the 26th, the moon is sextile Saturn until 8:01 p.m. Of course, it is a Saturn retrograde. So there may be a lot of rehashing of future that's going on. That's one of the ways you could look at it. And if you're making decisions under retrograde Saturn, not the best idea. I mean, you can agree to process. You can agree to rethink is the best thing to do. After 8:01 p.m. on the eastern coast, the moon will go opposite Venus in Gemini. And that will complete on Thursday, the 27th at 10:43 a.m. So here we have, again, very differences in opinions and in how we express. Moon in Sag wants to get right to the point, and Venus wants to look at all the little ideas that might be there. If you're traveling with somebody, if this is your aspect for a trip, you know, there is a person who wants to get there and another person who wants to take some detours and see some new things, So that's the kind of difference. It's not an angry thing. It's just not an easy thing. It's not seeing things from the same point of view, definitely. And that will complete at 10:43 a.m. Thursday morning. And shortly after that, and not for a very long time, the moon will square Neptune in Pisces, 11:06 a.m. So now there's grand confusion indeed. And maybe I would say Thursday is not a good day to travel unless you're waiting till later in the day, because, these are signs of journeys, Sagittarius being long distance and Gemini being short journeys. And now Moon in Sag is going to oppose Mercury in Gemini until 1:35 p.m. And while that's happening, Venus is going square Neptune until 3:25 p.m. So do we have clarity? No, we don't. And do we have the same points of view as the people we're connecting to? No, not at all. And does Venus find herself open to the snake oil salesman on Thursday the 27th? Why, yes. Yes, she does. So be quite aware of this, and that will start to clear up after 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern time zone. Sagittarius moon's void, of course, is a lot easier on Sagittarius moon, and that will be in until 10:23 p.m. on Thursday, when the moon enters Capricorn and has a sextile to Jupiter in Pisces until 12:31 a.m. on Friday. So if you're on the East Coast, stay up late so you can have that good energy and feel inspired with some of your needs for structure by Jupiter's energy. On Friday the 28th, we spend the day here, Moon in Capricorn, going trine Uranus and Taurus, 6:22 p.m. is when that comes in. So some of those inspirations may come to a point where you are definitely approaching the idea of making some changes that could affect your career or your public life or your feelings of being in authority. And also changing some of the mundane issues like finance, and perhaps you'll be looking at some possessions too, try to acquire something. But boy, you're coming down to the wire because Mercury is stationary on the 28th. So even though it's going stationary right at a Venus conjunction, very nice, 1:13 a.m. is when that is exact. But boy, that is very slow thinking. And again, you know, it's a very lovely conversation that's taking place, but Mercury's about to retrograde, and that means the mind is changing. So be aware of that. That's why I'm saying it's such a strange eclipse. So much do we or don't we? Are they or aren't they? Will they or won't they? Is this true? Is it not? Will it really happen or won't it? You know, it's a lot of that stuff. And while that's going on, after the trine to Uranus and Taurus, Moon in Capricorn is going opposite Mars in Cancer. And that will come in Saturday morning in the Eastern Coast at 10:36 a.m. And that's where things can get difficult. Because if Capricorn has got its head set on something, it's going to be set, you know. The Capricorn energy is, again, very sure of its path, and it doesn't want to try anything different. If this is the one that's going to work, you know. So, I don't know, Mars in Cancer isn't feeling secure about whatever it is that the Moon in Capricorn is trying to tell it. And it's looking for a little bit more feeling of control in that realm of safety and the home and family. So don't discuss. Again, this is not the time for discussions about that area. You can help it. Moon in Capricorn will sextile Neptune in Pisces until 12:13 p.m. And you, Capricorn Moon, we'll get some psychic input and understanding and compassion for what you've just experienced as the position of Mars in Cancer. And so that can be helpful. However, Moon in Capricorn is going to join retrograde Pluto in Capricorn at 6:15 p.m. on Saturday. And that is the time when you're either working on something, you're both involved in revising some major project and looking at the transformation issue, or you are in an obsessive state about these things and feeling like if you're not in control, the whole world is going to fall apart. You know, and a lot of us have had that feeling. I think it's been one of the background feelings also with the Saturn square, Taurus, Uranus. And, you know, just this general sense of what's real and what's not. A lot of us have felt like if I'm not in control of this, my whole world is going to, you know, with COVID, the whole thing. So this is a sort of a familiar feeling and something, you know, punches that button, whatever it is, on Saturday the 29th. And shortly after this is when Mercury retrogrades, 6:34 p.m. in Gemini. We'll stay in Gemini for the retrograde. So you're going back over, and you're going to be processing things. Let's see, how far back does Mercury go in the retrograde? It goes back to 16. And 16 is where we left off on May 15th, which was that that time frame that they gave you for the IRS, you know. They shifted it this year. So things that you were thinking about from the middle of May to this latter part of May, you do want to take time looking them over. I mean, it isn't always such a terrible thing when Mercury retrogrades. I mean, you know, Mercury rules the lungs, and we know with the lungs we've got to also exhale. We can't just keep inhaling. You know, exhale is necessary. And so Mercury retrograde is kind of the exhale. It's the yin to the yang, let's say. And we need to process. We can't keep going full tilt. Maybe there's some new information that we need to observe or just remember things that were going on and see how we can process. So when Mercury goes direct on the 22nd of June, you will begin to see things from another point of view. And that is true, literally. Mercury is at a different place in the sky as it moves back over those degrees of the retrograde. And Mercury does not come up to speed until the 1st of July. And Mercury will pass the degrees of the retrograde as it is back up to speed on the 25th of July. So, it will pass on the 7th of July into the zone after the retrograde. My eyes saw 25. I'm looking at an ephemeris, and that's when it's in Cancer. So, it is, wise to wait until the end of the first week of July before you make the major decisions. Give yourself time. But, if you're going, during the retrograde, always reviewing and going back to something or finishing up with something you're already working on. If you're a writer, this is a great time to edit your writing, if you needed to get some more facts for any decisions you wanted to make, this is when you research all the rewords under the retrograde. But you don't make major plans, major decisions that are going to happen in the future because you will change. Someone will change. It will change. Point of view. Okay. So that's the retrograde of Mercury beginning, and it begins with a void, of course, Moon in Capricorn. So that could sort of signal that when you're looking at your outer world or your career life or something, the changes in you wanted to implement, perhaps you should wait till the retrograde Mercury is past the first week of July. Then you can do it. And the moon will enter Aquarius on Sunday the 30th and give us a beautiful day. And boy, do we need it at this point in time. Moon in Aquarius trines Sun in Gemini. 4:43 p.m. is when that comes in exact. So this is the harmony of the lights when our inner instinctive reactions are flowing perfectly with our outer thinking and our outer expressions. So this is also in relationship a very good time. This is when if you need to have dialogue and discussion, particularly about the future, because Aquarius is here and Gemini is a sign of chit-chatting, 4:43 p.m. until then in the Eastern time zone on Sunday the 30th. Great time to do it. But remembering that Mercury is retrograde. Moon is going on to square Uranus and Taurus until 9:30 p.m. Uranus rules Aquarius, so there's a little more understanding from this moon for the need for change and new ideas. But there are different points of view, particularly about freedom versus possessive qualities and giving to group energy versus holding on to my own stuff. Things like that. So that's going on till 9:30 p.m. on Sunday. And shortly after that, the moon will join Saturn retrograde, 11:25 p.m. So enjoy the good energy till 4:43 because the evening again is challenging. Again, the whole idea of change and resistance to change. And Saturn also wants us to look at timing. Because, we may want change yesterday, And maybe, again, we need to wait now, particularly until after the retrograde. For the issues of the house where you've got retrograde energy because of Saturn ruling that house by being Capricorn or Aquarius on the cusp, also might need to wait, you know. So we have to look at divine timing and see that we will find out that it was for the best when the time comes. And that Saturn is October, right? October 10th. Mars is making the exact trine to Neptune. For that day, we'll be feeling that. So we can get, again, for Mars that needs some ideas of security, you've got some compassion coming. 1:15 a.m. is when that is exact. And while that's happening, the moon is going into a trine to Mercury. This is a long aspect that we're going to have and enjoy on Monday, which is, I guess this is the Memorial Day weekend that I'm speaking of. So, this is something to know also then. When we look at Sunday, you're good to go until about 4:43, and then you should be a little bit more aware of what's going on around you. Saturday of that weekend, remember that people could be very intense when we get into the afternoon, early evening hours, and that Mercury is stationed, you know. So, but you've got a pretty good day to travel and communicate with people on the Friday. So, yeah. Yeah, it's a holiday weekend. And when I look at the week ahead, that we'll talk about for next week, beginning on Memorial Day, Monday the 31st, we will be having one thing to discuss, and that will be Venus entering Cancer on Wednesday. And then, you know, we've got some aspects to deal with, of course, and we'll be coming in for the solar eclipse on June 10th. So, that's what I've got to tell you. Good luck getting clarity. Do the best you can, and if you can't, just say, okay, I'm not going to deal with anything because I'm not clear. And I'll say goodbye for now.